أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. So today let's go another reflective lesson. Let's look at the lessons that we need to take from the month of Ramadan to implement throughout the year. So the first one, it's good to fast. Abu Dharr al-Ghafari reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to fast for 3 days of every month. That is on the days of Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th, the 14th and 15th of the lunar month. And the Prophet said, it's like fasting for the whole year. So maybe we could do that. And on the odd weeks, if we can, recommend it to fast on the Monday and the Thursday. So that's the first lesson. The second lesson, it's absolutely awesome to listen and recite to the Quran every single day. Let's look at some ahadith. One who listens to the Quran whilst it's being recited will be kept away from the evils of this world. One who recites the Quran will be kept away from the trials of the hereafter. And the person who listens to even one ayah, one verse of the Book of Allah, it's better for him than possessing a mansion of gold. My goodness. The house in which the Quran is recited and Allah is remembered will receive divine blessings. The angels will be present and it will shine for the people of the heavens just as the stars shine for the people on the earth. We actually take time out in the month of Ramadan to recite Quran. Surely in other days it cannot be difficult to recite just one ayah or two ayat after salah. And it will move. We will be able to complete the Quran in some time. Just start over and go over each ayah. The third one, praying on time energizes the soul. You know what? In the month of Ramadan, every child knows the exact time of Salatul Fajr and Salatul Maghribain. It's amazing. So keep up the practice of checking the times every day. And know that these are the moments when the doors of Jannah are open, just as they are in the month of Ramadan, and du'as are heard and answered quickly. And finally, the last one. It's life-changing to pray Salatul Layl. We did a whole section on Salatul Layl in Surah Al-Isra. So even if you can make the habit of praying just one rakat Salatul Witr, and if not just before Fajr, then after midnight. And if not after midnight, then start by praying it just before you go to sleep and see the difference it makes in our lives. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to keep up the habits that we've established in the month of Ramadan. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.